There's something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I've got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
I really am dying to sing along, but I don't want to ruin the mellifluous tones of one Haley Reinhardt. Oh, you're so good.
Thanks so much. Thanks for having me back, you guys.
Nice to have you back. And we told you this last time, Haley, but I just want to reiterate it. What's great about you is you're not only a great singer, but you take songs from other eras and you make them your own. You're so good at that.
Thank you. I really appreciate the 60s and a whole lot of different genres, but particularly the whole movement of the 60s.
How come? What's going on in the 60s that appeals to you?
Well, I brought my parents here. Folks are here, and they've you know, lived through it, and they play that stuff with their band. So I grew up with it, and I've always just kind of lived vicariously through them and the whole style.
It's supposed to be the other way around. You know that, right? It's supposed to be, but it's working for you.
All right, so your dad, Harry, is here. Hi, Harry.
Hi.
And hi, Patty. Can I just tell you, and I don't know if you remember this last time you were up, Haley, but we have my 18-year-old son, Michael, plays guitar, harmonica, loves all the 60s and 70s stuff
yeah.
as well. So we have a PA system in the basement, and sometimes mom and son sing together, and Bill says that is the lamest thing ever.
One of the lamest things.
Okay,
ever.
Look at what Haley's doing,
so
singing
lucky.
With her parents.
Right, right.
It's lame until you try it.
Then it's okay.
No.
Then it's okay.
No,
I always
rocking.
Felt like you've seen the Partridge Family at some point, right?
Yeah.
I always think, wouldn't it be amazing? You got a rock band, but oh, look who's in your band—your mom. It's kind of weird, right?
Yeah, three people of us in the
parking lot.
Oh,
really? Yeah. With the flowers
and daisies. Yeah, yeah. We once got on the radio for doing a Beatle tune for, what was it, Breakfast with the Beatles? Mm. And they called,
with Terry
they were
Hammer?
Like, this is like, the, yeah. Yeah, they told us this is like Partridge Family Junior.
Oh, think for yourself.
Yeah, think for yourself.
Harry, we asked Haley last time why she's so good at it, and she said, because my parents were so good at it, and she was really so kind about both of you. So.
She is kind.
Yeah.
Too kind.
Sweet. You guys have been doing it forever, so their band Midnight's 40 years and going, so it's been
Midnight.
Fun.
Yeah.
Wow.
So
how
when
long?
You, oh, go on, when?
40 years?
38, yeah.
You got to talk right into that microphone.
Oh, yeah,
sorry,
closer.
We're a little low on mic.
38 years. That's amazing. So as a little girl, you were exposed to it very early on. You'd be going to these shows, watching your parents, and
yep.
fell in love with it.
Yep, as a baby. Yeah,
wow.
Yeah, it's been really cool.
Would you go up on stage as a little girl? You would, yeah.
Yeah, they'd get me up. I mean, really young to sing little.
International Tattoo Fest was our first big performance.
I was
like
9. It was my 9th birthday, which is tomorrow.
Nine.
Oh,
I mean,
happy birthday.
I'm not 9 tomorrow, but
you're certainly not.
Let's go back in time.
What was the song you did at 9 years old at the Tattoo Fest?
I actually sang Blue from Leon Rimes because I told them I could yodel, and they first thought I was kidding, and then I told them I could, so they made me do it.
Nice.
And I still do.
That's nice.
All the machines stopped.
The tattoo machine.
Right, because they were mesmerized by this.
I cried
2,000 people.
It was good, though. It was a good crack.
I bought the house down.
See, a lot of parents would be afraid if their child came to them and said, I want to go into music, I think that's my career, they'd be so petrified. But you have lived this, Harry. You know, it's
yeah,
a viable
it's a terrible
way.
Business.
We love it.
You love it.
It's in our blood.
It is,
the business part.
It
yeah.
is a terrible business in a way to make a career of it. Do you have a backup plan? I'm not saying you need one, but it's hard. We're just hearing somebody talk about you can't make money selling records anymore because
right.
of all the downloads.
Streaming.
You have to tour.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there's so many other ways and outlets that we have to find as ourselves as artists. But also, I do agree, it's good to plant a lot of seeds. So I do voiceover acting. I'm in the show F is for Family, our 3rd season. It's
oh,
like
great.
About Bill Burr, the comedian, his
yeah.
life. Growing up in the 70s, I play him as a little boy.
Oh, that's
so I am a 9-year-old boy for life. No.
They almost always get the woman to play a boy. Is that because
yeah.
their voice won't change?
I think that's the reason.
I think so, yeah.
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 Congratulations on that.
Thank you. It's really fun. Not really appropriate for kids, but check it out. It's a Netflix original.
It's so funny because having seen Bill perform, you would not be the first person I'd think of when I think, who'd be a younger version of him?
You're not supposed to look at the way she looks.
No, I guess not. I guess that's breaking the fourth wall, isn't it? I guess so.
Yeah. I think the Chicago accent helped a little bit, too. I'm not going to lie.
I bet it did.
They wanted a little edge, you know?
I bet it did.
Yeah. All right, so you are going to be performing. You're busy as heck. You really are. I know you're going to be at the Sox game. That's tonight.
National anthem.
Uh-huh.
7:00.
With mom and dad?
Yeah, they're coming. They'll be on the floor with me out in the field.
Does this song make you nervous at all? Because some people, not you, but some people have missed a lyric or two.
Sure. I mean, it's extremely, nerve-wracking, but at the same time, I've done it quite a bit, and I just like to, you know, feel comfortable, especially my hometown, the White Sox, is my team.
Yes, me too.
So as much as it could be a little, you know, some pressure, it's fun. Yeah. It's going
to
be fun.
And they say that, you know, not to put the pressure on again, but that's one of the hardest songs to sing, but, you know, like someone throwing out a first pitch, they practice.
Right.
You've practiced this. You're ready to roll.
Yeah. I just did it recently for this Robbie Krieger gig for St. Jude's. And that was, with a bunch of rock and rollers. So I think I've broken the ice.
Nice.
Quite recently, so it's good.
Just saw Robbie Krieger put on a great show.
Did you?
Yeah, at the Arcata Theater. I love going to shows. Do you go to shows with your family? Because again, my sons go to concerts with me, Bill.
Yeah. Can you guys come to mine, please?
And where are you going to? You're at Shuba's?
I'll be at Lincoln Hall.
Okay.
Again, so I was there last year, and I'll be there on November 5th. And, my tour kicks off in October to November. Yes.
I will try my best. I'm coming out. If you want me there, I'll be there.
Don't worry. It's a night time
All right.
gig.
What, do you go to 6 o'clock mass?
Yeah.
8 o'clock mass?
Guitar mass. All right, can we add, there's a couple of songs we would love to hear from you. Are you good with that? What do you want to do?
Yeah. We'd love to. So my record is coming out on the 22nd of September, mm-hmm. and I've released like a single a month. Mm-hmm. And so now I have three out. There's one of which is The Letter from the Box Tops. And, we're just trying to pay tribute, bring back the 60s, give it our own little flavor. So this
is
The Letter.
All right. Here's Haley Reinhart with The Letter.
Give me a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone, I'm going home. My baby, you wrote me a letter. I don't care how much money I gotta spend. Got to get back to my baby again. Lonely days are gone, I'm going home. My baby, you wrote me a letter. Well, he wrote me a letter, said he couldn't. Listen, mister, can't you see I got to get back to my baby once more? Anyway, yeah, give me a ticket for an airplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone, I'm going home. But baby, you wrote me a letter. Well, he wrote me a letter, said he couldn't live without me no more. Listen, mister, can't you see I got to get back to my baby once more? Anyway, yeah, give me a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone, I'm going home. My baby, you wrote me a letter. I said, my baby, you wrote me a letter. I said, my baby, he wrote me a letter.
All right, maybe my family doesn't sing as good as
not like
the
that.
Reinhardts
no, not,
do.
Not exactly right. like that. No. Wow. I don't know what it means, but you can bring it. But I've heard people say that, and it's been brought. It's here now.
Thanks.
Haley Reinhardt's here. Her mom and dad are here, too. I hope you're listening with your mom and dad and enjoying it. We'll be back with more next. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
All right. The new record is called what?
What's That Sound?
All right. That's perfect.
Question mark.
We've got Haley Reinhardt in the studio, singer, songwriter from Wheeling, Illinois. She is going to be singing the national anthem at the White Sox game versus the Giants tonight. You'll kick ass there. And
they might let you pitch.
Hey, I'm down. I
they
did
might
softball
put you
in high school.
Did you?
Know.
All right. Throw the seventh or eighth innings.
You're going to be at Lincoln Hall November 5th, which is a Sunday.
Yes.
I got to make plans to go see you.
Come on.
And then the new record, For What It's Worth, comes out when?
What's That Sound will be out on September 22nd. It's
What's
coming
That
up quick.
Sound?
Yeah.
But you can get singles. You've been releasing singles the last couple
yep.
of weeks.
Yeah, I released For What It's Worth, The Letter, Baby It's You from Smith, mm-hmm. like that kind of version. And I'll probably be putting out an original before the record releases.
All right, here's a difficult question to answer, but I'll ask it anyway. We've been trying to figure this out. Ryan Seacrest.
What about him?
Yeah, we can't figure it out either.
Nobody knows.
Nobody knows.
No, he's a nice guy.
But he's made some deal with Satan, right?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. If he's the busiest man on earth. I don't know if Satan really would have helped him.
Just curious.
He's very popular and, you know, whatever. Why do you bring up Ryan Seacrest?
We were just wondering because Wendy's son is in a high school radio class and they played a clip of Ryan Seacrest and all the kids knew who it was, but the adults had no idea who it was.
Really?
We knew Larry Lujack, Wolfman Jack, but kids today know Ryan Seacrest and it made me want
to
vomit.
The spot.
But he was always nice to you?
He was always nice to me, for sure.
Then I like him. No,
yeah. It's coming back to TV, too. That's pretty wild.
He's everywhere.
Yeah.
I think he's in the green room. He'll be on with us next.
Right. There's more than one of them, right? There's like a dozen of them.
I think they've cloned him at this point. He's everywhere.
All right. Your mom and dad are here as well. Harry Reinhardt, Patty Reinhardt. Their band is called Midnight. You guys still play out and about?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I got to come see you guys, too.
You should. They're rocking.
Do your grandparents have a band we can come and see, Haley? We'd like to see them in a band.
They were very musical as well.
Were they, too?
Mom, grandma played ragtime piano. Grandpa
really?
Both sing, yeah.
That's excellent.
Do you remember that Christmas thing, the Jingle Cats? Those cats belong to the Reinhardts.
What?
It's a talented family.
I'm allergic to them, but I have them.
And her sister sings.
She does, too?
Beautiful singer.
That's outstanding.
Music. Yeah.
Everybody in the family, there's no member of your family that doesn't have the ability.
Not really. not in our small family.
That's great.
All right, revisiting the classic rock tunes and the old-time tunes to me is important because that's where it all came from.
Yeah.
That's kind of what this album is all about. What song are you going to do for us right now?
Totally. We want to bring back all these important messages that they're sending out too, and this one is from Blind Faith, Can't Find My Way Home. Throne and leave your body alone. Somebody must change. You are the reason I've been waiting so long. Somebody holds a key. Well, I'm near the edge and I just thank God the time. Oh, can't find my way.
I can't find my way home.
I am covered in goosebumps.
Amazing.
Steve
amazing.
Winwood sings like an angel, and you may have topped that.
Oh,
my God. Blind Faith. Steve Winwood, Clapton, Ginger Baker, what a super group. You don't need them. She's
much.
Haley Reinhardt, and boy.
If I could sing like you, I would never talk. I would just sing everything all day long.
We need you.
No matter what.
You're so sweet.
All right.
So
good. Run down your schedule again. You're going to be singing the national anthem at the White Sox game tonight.
Tonight. I'll be at Windy City in a bit as well. We're going to be interviewing or judging, actually, on a panel, Chicago Talent, and then the winner of it actually gets to try out for American Idol this season.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Ryan Cheverini's not singing, is he?
We'll see. I don't know.
Mm. Don't let that happen.
If he decides to take over. No, we're going to have so much fun, though. And then I'll be back on tour. It kicks off in October. If you guys check out my website, HaleyReinhardt.com, I got all the different cities if you're somewhere else, but Chicago, November 5th.
Come back anytime. Harry, great to meet you. Patty, great to meet you. I know how proud you are. I could see it in your eyes. She's just knocking it out of the park, so...
Thank you guys so much.
Parents are pretty good, too.
You
hearing some nice guitar playing over there.
Mom, watching your mom, like, when you went for the high notes, my mom was like, oh, don't even try the high note. You're not going to hit the high note. But your mom knew you were going to hit the high note every time.
Oh, yeah. That's nice.
She's Haley Reinhardt. She's awesome. We're so proud to have you.
Thank you, guys.
Take
Great
care.
To be here.
We'll take a quick break, then some news, then more show. Bill and Wendy, WGN.